If a book has ever made you so mad you wanted to tear the pages out, well, here's your opportunity.
The publishers Random House and Doubleday and author James Fry have nearly finalized a settlement with angry readers who claim that they were defrauded.
Fry's best-selling book, A Million Little Pieces, was published in 2003 and originally sold as a memoir about his enraged, drug-addicted past. That is, until it was revealed that he fudged the facts. He confessed this part on Oprah last January.
It was no small literary hoax. A lot of people bought this book. There were more than 4 million paperback copies in print. And now the publisher and James Fry are expected to pay out refunds to readers who bought the book, believing that it was a memoir.
Here are some details on how to get your money back.
To get a refund, readers who bought the hardback will have to go to page 163, tear out that page, and submit it as proof of purchase.
And for readers who bought the paperback, they have to mail in the front cover of the book. Not the whole book. They actually have to take off, as I'm doing with this book right here, the front cover and mail it in.
Now, for that hardback, the publisher tells us page 163 was chosen at random. But as you can hear in this reading, the contents of that page demonstrate the R-rated nature of Fry's story. Here's the scene. An inmate at Fry's rehab clinic is going nuts.
Why don't you put down the cudgel, Jack? Pry it from my cold, dead fingers, face! The men surround the couch. Lincoln stands in front of Roy. He's scowling and growling and moving in a circle to defend himself. I'll bash your heads in, you Roy. I'll kill you to death till you're dead and die, you sons of whores! Roy! The men are looking at Lincoln. Lincoln at Roy. Roy spins, waving his stick and yelling, I'm Jack the Manhammer! I'll smash all of you to bits!
Well, if you own A Million Little Pieces and you feel you were defrauded, you will soon be able to pack that scene up and mail it in, and you'll get $23.95 in return.